Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we have to start this coup de grace third hour of love. We got Coach James Young, of course, from Betting Above the Rim, Pro Basketball Today. You see him on Coast to Coast. He's everywhere. He's been coaching the kids in his hoop. What do they call it? Hoop group? Is that what you're doing it at Hoop Group? The coaching clinics, the summer camps. I mean, I saw you out there today. You look good. You look lean. But you're complaining that the kids are running you down and making you ragged and tired, and you had to take a nap.
Them kids are wearing my ass out. I can't. 55 kids in the morning, about 70 in the afternoon. Shout out to my guy James Cooper from Hoop Crew having me on there. Obviously, known Robbie Kennedy for years. Everybody knows about the Kennedy family, right? This part of the country. So to me, you know, doing camps is what I do. I like to give back. But they are giving it back to me, Pharrell. They're giving it back to me a whole hell of a lot. Coach had to take a nap just to get ready for Uncle Futrelli today.
I think the Knicks should take a nap with their plan to hire Mike Brown, because I got to tell you, for me, it's a step back. They had the coach. They had the team. They lost in six, and they're going to this guy. What has he done better than Tom Thibodeau in the NBA besides nothing?
Yeah, it's probably the fact that he's been to some finals because he had LeBron James with him, you know. But to me, about what the Knicks are doing is not just with the coaching search, but you got to give Leon Romo's credit, at least in this regard, to get Jordan Clarkson on a vet minimum. Listen, Jordan Clarkson takes a lot of bad shots, right? But he can get buckets, and I thought getting Yabusele for 2 years, $12 million today, was a really shrewd move by Leon Rose. For once now, and this is what I wish they would do with Tibbs. The complaint that Tibbs probably had is, especially losing DiVincenzo last year, he didn't have a bench. Now if you go with that same starting lineup of this past year of Brunson, Hart, Bridges, and Anobi, and Cat, now your second group is Deuce McBride, Jordan Clarkson, Mitchell Robinson, and Yabusele. Pharrell, That's a really good, solid top nine for a team. Now, when you look at the Eastern Conference, Boston, obviously, they're punting because they're getting rid of guys. You know, Cleveland, yes, they're going to be the main competition. Milwaukee, they went and got Miles Turner, but then Giannis is pissed they got you Miles Turner because they got rid of Damian Lillard. Indiana's obviously didn't want to resign Turner, so they're not serious about this year. It's really opening up for it right now. It's the Knicks in Cleveland, and then you probably go with that next tier, which probably includes Orlando, but I got to see those guys doing the playoffs, to be honest with you.
Well, we've already seen the Cavs coif in the playoffs. We already know what they do in the postseason. So Halliburton's gone. Turner's gone. I said earlier they didn't want to pay him because they saw him Houdini in the Eastern Finals and NBA Finals. Am I tripping?
Pharrell, isn't it amazing? Like, you just had Brook Lopez in Milwaukee, and you got the younger, I guess, a little bit more athletic version of Brook Lopez. What does that mean? A seven-footer, the two threes, and get no rebounds. So to me, I mean, Milwaukee's like, hey, we got exactly what we had before. Thing about Milwaukee is if you keep Giannis, you have to have a five that's not in a pivot. You need a five that's going to stretch the floor because he needs driving lanes to go downhill. But I don't know if Gary Trent, Gary Harris, re-signing Bobby Portis.
Prince, you know, they brought back the whole same team that didn't get it done.
No, and at the end of the day, listen, the hatred, like people think about the hatred that the Knicks and Indiana have. Pharrell, it's nothing compared to Milwaukee and Indiana. Remember the 60-point game last year when they stole the ball from Giannis 2 years ago? I mean, these teams hate each other. So sign me up for the first game between Indiana and Milwaukee. If the NBA is smart, it's going to be opening week because those teams hate each other. And now, obviously, Milwaukee did them a little bit dirty by cutting Dame and going and getting Giannis, getting Turner. But don't feel sorry for Dame. Dame was not happy in Milwaukee. You know, he wanted to go to Miami. His family's still up. He's still got his kids, I think, up in Portland. At the end of the day, he's still getting a bag, and he's still not playing next year. And now he can control where he wants to go in a year from now.
Okay, so hypothetically, a year from now, where does he go? Because he's going to sit around. Like, if I were him, literally, I'd be smoking fatties and counting that money that's coming in while he's going to rehab every day for the Achilles. I mean, let's face facts. What a deal. They're going to pay him $22 million to do nothing. And then they're gonna pay his whole deal and he can go wherever he wants. I mean, this guy's got Shangri-La.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen is he's going to have his places of where he wants to go. So what about in a year from now? If Boston doesn't win the title, does he take a vet minimum and go to Boston to be the point guard of the Celtics? Does he look at a team like Miami, where he originally wanted to go back a while ago? I don't know. If LeBron is still in L.A., does he go to the Lakers and he ring chases? So, to me, it's going to be really interesting. Dame's going to have his list of suitors. But, Pharrell, listen, coming back, I don't think people understand this. Coming back from Achilles is harder than an ACL. It is the most debilitating injury. And especially thinking as a point guard, it's got to cut, pivot, ball screens, different actions. It's going to be extremely hard for Dame to come back and be where he was. But listen, Pharrell, with his talent, some contending team will take a chance on him, and he'll be able to pick his suitor.
So he can go play with LeBron when LeBron's, he'll be, 75 years old next year? When he plays another season, a 24 season, he'll be 75. He'll be in his golden anniversary year. 75 years old is what he'll be if he plays another. He's playing this year 23. Then he's going to play another one. And he's going to play with a guy with a torn Achilles. I mean, what is next?
Well, I'll tell you this, Pharrell. I think the LeBron James thing is something that we're going to have to watch. Okay? Because at the end of the day, number one, he likes drama. Right? He signed the extension. No, he didn't. He wants to be in L.A. He wants to see what happens. I mean, so to me, and the Lakers, they need a big. Where's the big? I mean, guys are going all over the place. I mean, Jonathan Valanciunas got traded. Mason Plumlee re-signed. Miles Turner. All these bigs are going all over the place. So unless they get a Mitchell Robinson, which they won't, a Nick Claxton, maybe, where are the Lakers getting a big?
Why haven't they done a deal with Ayton?
Well, that would be a sneaky one. Look, listen, Pharrell, I was the number one fan on Sports Grid of the DeAndre Ayton fan club. And he's been a disappointment. But I'll tell you this much, Pharrell. He's too young. He's too athletic. If he ever got the right coaches, and I said this, he was dominant in game one of the finals against Milwaukee, and everything went south after game two. I really think that DeAndre Ayton in the right spot can get you 12 points and 8 rebounds a game. I mean, he's better than Jackson Hayes. He's better than Rui Hachimura. So, yeah, DeAndre Ayton will have a home. It's just a matter of can they unlock that talent for him? Because you got to admit, there is talent what denominating when he doesn't denominate.
Listen, if he were playing with LeBron and Luka, he'll be better automatic. He's been playing with crappy teams, and that's what's turned him into this guy that missed a game because he had ice in his driveway, the guy that just doesn't want to play because he's playing with crappy players. I'm convinced of it. Now, if he played with LeBron, it'd be like, I said it yesterday, like Rodman with Jordan and Pippen. They weren't going to tolerate it. They needed him to rebound, and they won titles. He's so good. I think Ayton's good. I think he can give you a lot more than 12, too, if you play with LeBron and Luka.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So I said earlier that Zinger's always hurt and that I thought Clint Capella is a lot tougher than Porzingis. He plays, you know, every night. And I mean, I think they just went soft like Swiss cheese with this Porzingis. But I got to tell you, Capella and Finney Smith to the Rockets, I think that helps Houston. Porzingis plays once a month. Like, so I'm not buying all this Hawks are winning a title. They never win a title, and they won't with this guy either.
Well, listen, the fact of the matter is they're not strong defensively, and they got to stay healthy. Now, you look at someone, a backcourt of Dyson Daniels and Trae Young. Yeah, you know, the Great Barrier Reef and Dyson Daniels, one of the best defenders in the league. You put Porzingis in the front court with Jalen Johnson, Zachary Richesse. You got a little bit of talent, but they're still, you know, in the East, with everything going on, they're probably a fifth through eighth seed for Atlanta. That's progress. But bro, when you talk about Houston, before they got Finney Smith and before they got Capella, I thought the Rockets were the second best team in the West. I mean, you look at that starting line with Fab Five Freddy at the point. You can put either Cam Whitmore or Reed Shepard at the two. Then obviously you got Amen Thompson, who became a dynamite defender with KD and obviously Alperen Sengun in the front court. And now your backcourt is your backups are either Steven Adams, remember they got him, or Capella, Jabari Smith, Dorian Finney-Smith, Tari Eason. I mean, and either Shepard or Cam Whitmore. For all, if I said the Knicks are good 9 deep, Houston's better 10 deep. And not only that, they arguably have one of the 5 best coaches in the world. Forget about all the stuff he does off the floor and the stuff he did in Boston. Ime Udoka is a hell of a coach. A hell of a coach. You know why? Because Mazzulla won year one with everybody in place. Same system. Once it was year two, you started to see it come off the rails. And it was before. And I don't want people to say, oh, well, he lost Jason Tatum. They were down 3-1 to the Knicks. That series was over where Tatum got
it. You're right.
This guy, Ime Udoka, is one of the 5. He may be one of the 3 best coaches in the NBA right now. And they're long, and they can defend. And no matter how much we talk trash about KD, as a closer, end game, late shot clock, there still may not be anybody better than him.
You think Udoka, that was his title in Boston. That yes. That Mazzulla won the title, but he didn't do it. It was the guy that got in all the trouble.
Bro, he didn't change the staff. It was the same staff. Everybody stayed. Charles Lee left after the year, went to go to Charlotte. You know, obviously he's got Sam Cassell. Shout out to Sam Cassell. I'm waiting for that brother to get a job. Someone's got to hire Sam. Why did the Knicks come, you know, interview him? They're, you know, trying to interview all these retreads and Budenholzer and Mike Brown and trying to get Jason Kidd and Ime Udoka. And, you know, they tried to get Pharrell and myself. We both said, no, just kidding. We would interview if they asked us tomorrow. But to me, You know, Sam Cassell's a guy that I respect as a player, even though I hated him in 94 when he cost the Knicks a title. Sam Cassell, folks, has done his due diligence. Someone's got to give him the job. Don't call. He better be no. He ain't no damn Eric Bieniemy where he's gonna get a. He's gonna go somewhere else. He's gonna not do it. He's been doing it for a long time. Someone needs to give Sam Cassell his chance.
So I want to know what you thought of Shea's money and Jackson Jr.'s money, because I said that Jackson Jr.'s he's the luckiest guy in the world to get that money, because they don't win anything with him. And I, you know, I don't deny the guy can shoot and that he can play, but to me, that's a ton of money for a guy that he hasn't brought him anything. And you know, superstars make that kind of money. They're treating him like a superstar, but he plays like a star to me.
Well, listen, to me, when you talk about Jaren Jackson Jr., what people understand is the best Jaren Jackson Jr. has looked in his NBA career is at a four being protected by a big-bodied five that protects the front of the rim. He was his best, honestly, for with who? With Steven Adams. When did he have his best statistical of the year? Last year. Why? Zach Edey. They don't have Zach Edey. They don't have, remember, because he's out next year. We don't have a Steven Adams. So him at the point of attack, protecting the rim, that's not Jaren Jackson Jr.'s game. Let's be honest. Jaren Jackson Jr. is a little bit better version of Miles Turner. I mean, think about it. Go look at his stats, Pharrell. They're not much different, except Triple J just scores a little bit more because he gets the ball more. They both floated the three-point line. They both are good weak side shot blockers. But at the point of attack, protecting the rim, they're not overly strong. As regards to SGA, Pharrell, they didn't give him. They couldn't give him enough money what this guy's done. The guy is 26 years old. You can say, Pharrell, after the NBA Finals, you could arguably say the guy is the best player in the world. I know people say Nikola Jokic. I get it. But to me, he is a better two-way player than Jokic. Plays way better defense. People talk about Dort, Caruso, J-Dub, all these guys. SJ is one of the top defenders in the world as well, and he deserved every single penny he got in Oklahoma City.
What did you think of the Michael Porter Jr. going from Denver to the Nets for Cam Johnson?
Well, listen, they had to make a move in Denver, and they obviously had to get rid of Michael Porter Jr. The Nets are a weird team because they want to rebuild and tank, but they got Michael Porter Jr., which should be interesting. Speaking of interesting, tonight, WNBA Commissioner's Cup Finals, the lines are moving around. I'm still, listen, lines have moved because Caitlin Clark's not playing. So I'm going to go over, take minus a point for Minnesota. They're at home, strong play the way that they play defense. And obviously, they want to win the Commissioner's Cup. Remember, they lost to the Liberty last year in the WNBA Finals. And I'm going with Big Fish over 6.5 points in the first quarter. The Fish Chicago averages 7.3 points per game in the first national televised game. Even though Caitlin Clark, she should want to make a statement early. No offense to Aaliyah Boston. No offense to Howard. They can't check her. The NBA, the WNBA MVP right now, Big Fish, gets busy in the first quarter.
Okay, so why is it that they did this voting for the All-Star game and the players voted Clark like the ninth best player? Are you kidding me? They hate her.
What? They're gonna point to the fact that her statistics are not great, particularly shooting from three. But at the end of the day, I don't care where they voted, 9th, 12th, 14th, 15th, the girl responsible for that paycheck coming soon is Caitlin Clark. Do me a favor, folks. Get on board, players.
It's amazing how they treat her. It really is. It blows my mind how she gets treated on the court and off, for that matter. I think they're all just jealous of her. It's sick. I think it's a bad scene.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch, Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, Carver High, we got games tonight. Some of them have been canceled, but there's still a heavy slate.
Yeah, we do have several games that have already been postponed. We will go through those as we move along here. By the way, still 4-2. Toronto leads the Yankees. Top 7, I believe now one out in first and third, correct? First and third is where we're sitting with Giancarlo coming up for them. All right, the first postponement, I told you earlier, San Diego and Philly, you can wash that one away at the bank. Not going to happen tonight. They'll play a day-night doubleheader tomorrow, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. Next, we'll go to Miami. They're, of course, going to play there, where the Marlins have been hot. 7 in a row for Miami as they come home, and the Twins will be there for them. Joe Ryan against Edward Cabrera tonight. Twins minus 145, plus $1.20 for the fish, and a 7.5.
I bet the Marlins plus 120 this morning to keep it going. I think they've done most of the damage on the road, and then they had the off day, and I just hope it doesn't trip them up. They were really on fire and winning every single night, even in extra innings. So I still went with them, plus 120 with Cabrera. I didn't care that Joe Ryan was pitching at South Florida. To me, he's way more effective at target. I like their chances tonight, the Marlins at home, to keep it going, the role they're on.
Next, we go to Pittsburgh, where the Pirates – have been on fire, of course. 5 in a row at home. Cardinals and the Pirates this evening. Paul Skeens against Andre Pallant. Minus 160 for the Buccos. Plus 135 Redbirds, and a 7.5.
Yeah, this kind of screams at me that he's going to get a win finally. And the way they've been hitting in this 4-game winning streak, they've scored 37 runs and given up 4. They had the shutout last night. So Heaney had a no-hitter, I think, going into the 6th inning. I'm telling you that this is the best they've looked all year. They're on fire. I like Skeens tonight.
Detroit and Washington is the second game that I will tell you that has been washed away. They will not play at Nationals Park. They will play a split doubleheader tomorrow afternoon and evening for those two. Next, we'll go to Tampa. A's and the Rays again tonight, where you will have Shane Baz and Jeffrey Springs. Minus 175 for the Rays, plus 145 for the A's, and an 8.5.
I like the Rays on the run line here at plus $1.18, laying the 1.5. Baz has been unbelievable, if you ask me. I think he's like 8-3. I like them to get back to winning at Steinbrenner tonight, even though they lost last night.
The Reds still in Boston against the Sox. Brady Singer and Richard Fitz going this evening. Minus 120 for Boston, even money for Cincinnati, and a 9.5.
So I actually bet the Reds this morning, and I got them at like minus $1.04. And right now it's minus $1.02 I'm seeing, and I'm taking them. Your boy Lounge Singer over. He's throwing fits. I like the Reds tonight at Fenway, even though they got their ass pelted there last night.
They certainly did. Mets and the Brewers is the third game on my schedule that has been washed away. They will play also the split doubleheader at Citi Field tomorrow. So you can get a lot of added day games now tomorrow on the schedule with
first,
all these doubleheaders.
Now we've tied it. It tied it up. The Yankees tie it up on an error on Guerrero at first. Back-to-back runs off errors, apparently.
How about that? I'll see that play in about 4 minutes with how delayed I am.
It was a chopper to first, and Guerrero butchered it in the air, a chopper in the air right in his glove, and he dropped it. And the runner's safe at first in the Martian. And then your boy Jazz scored and plated the tying run. So they still got runners on first and second with one out. But Mr. Hero Volpe's up, Frank's favorite player.
So you had so back-to-back errors because this guy, like you said, I'm so far behind. So this Schneider, or Clement, I should say, booted the ball first. And right. I guess now with Dominguez is when Vlad's going to boot the next one and allow the Yankees.
All the way to the gap, but he they caught it. The runners, I think nobody advanced. Oh, my God. Yeah. Stanton was slow. He didn't even think about running. He's so slow. He's slower than LeMahieu and Goldschmidt. Hey, Carver High, sign him up for the race that I'm going to be involved in.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Trevor High is very upset that they've reached verdicts in several counts but won't announce those verdicts until they figure out the rest of the counts. This could take all month.
I don't think there's anything that I'm less tuned in on than the Diddy trial. I got no clue what's going on with any of that. I just zero interest in what's happening at all.
Then there are those of us that follow the news and that watch the news. I'm still a big fan of newspapers and news and David Muir and the evening network news, even though it's 6 minutes of news and 24 minutes of commercials. I still love the news. That is the best trial that's been going on in America for the last 6-7 weeks.
I knew that they put him in the tin and they had picked him up a while back. I didn't even realize that they had started putting him on trial. I didn't even realize was going on.
They had 35 witnesses against him in this trial, and the defense had no witnesses, not one. They didn't have one witness. They just said that it's all a ruse, that this guy had consensual sex with hundreds of women and men, and that he can do whatever he wants and get his swerve on, and that he can beat women on tape, on videotape. We can watch this guy literally stomp a chick almost to death and get away with it. That's crazy. And I don't know how many times I got to say it, but I've watched the whole thing. It's been crazy. All right, we got a bunch of other games here that are more important than Diddy.
Yeah, let's go. Let's finish tonight's games. The Angels open a series in Atlanta with the Braves. Tyler Anderson for the Angels tonight. The Braves actually made a little switcheroo on you. We thought it was going to be that Fuentes, but now it's Big Grand Holmes is going tonight for the Braves. So the Braves are minus two bills, plus $1.65 for the Angels, and a 9.5.
You know, I got to tell you, at that price, I'm literally taking the Angels.
Yeah, I kind of would take the Angels too. That's a little too much, minus two bills for the Braves, especially with that Holmes, who, you know, both these guys got gas can quality to them and could give up some runs this evening. So you might get yourself an over with the Angels and the Braves tonight too. Baltimore is in Texas. Again, of course, they played the great extra inning game last night. Brandon Young and Jacob DeGrom, minus 185 for the Rangers, plus $1.55 for the O's, and a 7.5.
Yeah, like I bet this game today. I bet the under. I got it at under 7.5. I bet it this morning. So I'm not betting against DeGrom. I'm betting the under, and I still think DeGrom will beat the Orioles tonight.
Next up for you, we will go to Chicago, Guardians and the Cubs at Wrigley. Gavin Williams and Matthew Boyd, minus 190 for the Cubs, plus 160 for the Guards, and an 8.5.
I like the Cubs on the run line at plus 111. I think they'll get it done. I'll take your boy Oil Can Boyd.
Oil Can Boyd. Astros and the Rockies at Coors Field. Colton Gordon for Houston, Chase Dolander for the Rockies, minus 150 for the Astros, plus 125 for Catarato with an 11.5.
Yeah, I like Commissioner Gordon and the Astros on the run line here at minus $1.06. I think they'll pound the Rockies. They're too good for Colorado.
The Royals, who have had all kinds of problems, are in Seattle again tonight. Michael Lorenzen and Emerson Hancock, the pitching matchup. Minus 145 for the M's, plus $1.20 for the Royals, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I have to go with Seattle the way they've been, the Royals, the way they've been playing. I'm taking Seattle because of Kansas City's problems of late. Like, they've won one game in, like the last 3 weeks. They beat the Dodgers once, and then they kept losing to them. They lost that series to L.A. They still stink. They're not playing well. They've fallen way under 500. They're 39-46. I like Seattle at home again, and I wouldn't be surprised Raleigh hits another one.
The Giants and the Diamondbacks in Arizona, Hayden Birdsong and Zach Gallen of milk, minus 135 snakes, plus 115 Giants, and a 9.5.
I got to go Arizona again. I mean, the Giants have been melting down, haven't they? They've been losing every night. They lost last night. I like Arizona and Gallen of milk here at that price.
And finally, late night at Chavez Ravine, where the White Sox and the Dodgers will get together. Man, this should be a good number. Yamamoto against Shane Smith, minus 385 for the Dodgers, plus three Bills for the White Sox, and a 7.5.
Yeah, I want no part of this bet at minus 360 or the run line. It's -$1.66. To lay it, I'm not doing that either. I'll go with the over 8.5, and I can get that at -$1.05. That's the only way to bet it.
Well, there you go. Full slate tonight. Of course, we do have a bunch of games washed out, which also means that for our tater list tonight on a Dinger Tuesday, we're going to have to adjust a few things, Scotty, because I actually had quite a few guys in a few of these rainouts, and I actually even have another guy who's not in the lineup. So we got a couple of I'm ready to pivot, believe me. So out of that list up there, Torkelson's out, washed away. Tatis out, washed away. Stevenson's not even playing. They don't have him in the lineup. Bad job by them. It was a good price. Nick Kurtz for the A's tonight down in Tampa there against Boz, plus 420 for him. Itzhak Paredes in Colorado against the Rockies, plus 420 for the Astros. The Crow flies tonight at Wrigley, Scotty.
Whoa.
The Crow Armstrong at plus 520 for the Cubbies, and I have already been doing maneuvering with all those guys off the list. I'm looking for a cruise missile tonight against Palant. So a good number, plus 575 on O'Neill Cruz. So we're going to try to bust one out with him. I actually like Ellie, too. Might go to him with the Reds. So a couple cruises here. Cruise missile Pirates, Ellie De La Cruz, Reds. Going to go both sides. Kind of like Austin Riley for the Braves, too, in that Brave Angel game against Tyler Anderson.
Well, I need those Reds and Pirate home runs because I'm betting on both of them. So give me those home runs and I'll be happy.
Yeah, get a couple cruises involved. As far as your full Dinger Tuesday list, I love when they put this out. These are the top 10 home run hitters this year, Scotty, and what their numbers are for tonight. Remember, a couple of them are rained out. But Cal Raleigh plus 220 tonight with his 33 homers. Judge playing now. Otani at cheap, really, really low price tonight. Suarez at plus 300. Suzuki, the Wood Doctor, who's got washed away. Caminero also having on the list now in the top 10 home run hitters with 21.
But see, 330?
Yeah, plus 330 for Caminero tonight. I don't mind that either. I usually like a little bit more for him, but balls could fly out in Tampa, as we know. So we'll go and do all that. Good night for homers,
Tuesday,
even though we have a few.
Big home run day. Why is that? What is it
well,
about
it's
Tuesday?
Not, it's a good day to do something like this because everyone always plays on Tuesday. It's like one of those, you know, Tuesdays, you know, the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, everyone plays. But during the week, Tuesday is the one day where every team is always in action pretty much for the most part. Mondays have a lot of off days. Sometimes on a Wednesday, Thursdays have a lot of off days. Tuesdays usually a fun day because it's the start of a lot of series. Everyone's always playing. I think that that's why they attach that Dinger Tuesday to today. It seems like, every day is Dinger Tuesday for me.
Every day is Dinger Day.
Every day is Big Fly.
7 days a week. His home run. Tater's ringing the bell. That's all that matters.
We'll come back. I'm going to give you all these NHL deals as well from today. We got a few that I'm going to just ring off that I haven't put on the list yet that have happened over the last few hours. NHL free agency also in full swing this today.
Yeah, listen, the hockey players, I can't even get involved in that. The NBA's got me, I'm like lathered up. Now you're going to give me all these hockey deals?
Yep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Yeah, Frank, he's pitching so awful, he just struck out that guy. So two outs now. The Dreamweaver is back, Carver High, for the Yankees. Is today the first game he's been back?
He's been back, I think, the last week and a half, no? Or a little bit longer than that. He's been back. Hasn't been great, but
first time I've seen him.
The Dreamweaver, there he goes. He pitched, look at that. He pitched Friday and Sunday. I think Friday's when he came back, pretty sure. Challenging a catcher's interference play. I always love it. I waste a lot of time with that. They'll always. Well, I just want to let you know, I know the Penguins are a little quiet for you. They just made a big move, the Penguins. Made a trade as they traded. I know you love that goalie, Nijokovic, who they had last year.
The goalie.
They sent him packing to San Jose. Got rid of Nijokovic for a third. They got a third-round pick for him in 2028.
So what? 3 years now they're back. Now they're back to having no goalies again.
Correct. They're getting towards there, having no goalies. That seems to be what they're trying to do. They want to have no goalies on the team. They're just gonna
for any game. Would that be incredible? What a story! The whole season they play without a goalie and a sixth attacker. See what their record could be. I think it might be interesting.
Here's some of the stuff from the hockey today. Vancouver re-signed Brock Besser. 7 years, 7.25 will be the AAV for him. Everyone thought he was gone, and then out of nowhere, noon happened, and he was back in Vancouver. So believe what you want. He was going everywhere except Vancouver, and he ends up staying there. The Kings signed Corey Perry, a one-year, $2 million deal. Of course, he played most of his career, Scotty, in Anaheim down the freeway. He's bounced around a lot over the past few years, specifically to teams that always lose in the Stanley Cup final. So we'll see if that maybe brings the Kings some luck to get there. The Kings did lose one of their defensemen, Vladislav Gavrikov. He goes to the Rangers, 7 years, $49 million for him. So God bless and good luck on Broadway to Vlad. We know the Mitch Marner deal. It was Nicholas Roy who ended up going back to Toronto in that deal for Mitch Marner. 8 years, $12 million he ends up signing in Vegas. So they still got some space to clear, honestly, going forward. Lots of cap space to clear. Detroit got Patrick Kane back, 1 year, $3 million deal for him. The Islanders signed Jonathan Drouin, 2 years, $4 million. He's been with Colorado the last couple of years. And they re-signed Tony DeAngelo, 1 year, $1.175 million, who actually didn't play too bad for them when they brought him out of exile in the second half of the season because everybody hates him. How about this trade? The Rangers traded Keandre Miller, defenseman, to Carolina. And then he signs an 8-year, $60 million extension with them. Whew. 8 years and $60 million for Keandre Miller. All right. Back up the truck, I guess. Go live in Carolina in anonymity. So nice job there.
Yeah, have fun with them.
I mean, the rest of these guys, Thatcher Demko, 3 years, $8.5 million. Logan Stankoven, Carolina re-signed him, 8 years, $6 million per. The Devils brought back Jake Allen, their backup goalie, 5 years, 1.8 per. Stop. Connor Brown to the Devils, 4 years, $3 million. Yeah, Tanner Jeanette, 5 years, 3.4.
Who?
So Tanner Jeanette. There, Nick Bugstad, 2 years in St. Louis. It wasn't a big day because all the big names you knew about yesterday, Marner, Marchand, Eklund, etc. A lot of the big names got out of the bag early.
Yeah, the Penguins just signed forward Justin Brazeau. Is that like Brazier?
Who?
I don't even know who that is. Like, they are so awful, dude. Like, I can't even take it. Like, can you imagine this chick calling me up at the Penguins season ticket office every year? She calls me, Scott, are you interested in getting Penguins season tickets? I say, yeah, when I'm 80 and I'm living in Pittsburgh and I'm 80. I'm not buying anything from you now. I wouldn't pay a dollar to see the Penguins play right now. I really wouldn't. I mean, that's how bad it is. Yeah. I went to a game last year with a Steelers weekend, and I went on a Friday night. I spent $500. And I saw him win. I almost fell over. I think George Springer just hit a grand slam. He did. And they were already up 5-4. Now it's the Dreamweaver getting spanked and the grand slam breakfast from Springer. Second one's only a dollar.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. A grand slam
the Dreamweaver
to this guy?
Getting lit up.
The Penguins did sign Anthony Mantha, too. Don't forget him and Parker Wotherspoon, defenseman, also signed with the Penguins. These are all like
Parker Lewis never loses.
Parker Lewis goes to the Penguins too. So you got to know that. The other trade was the Oilers sent Victor Arvidsson to Boston for a fifth round pick in 2027, and the Stars made it official today
that Glenn.
Gluten will be the head coach of the Dallas Stars.
Gluten-free. Your boy Gluten-free.
Gluten-free will be the head coach of the Dallas Stars moving forward. So there's really, you know, that's kind of it. Oh, man, this guy absolutely destroyed that.
It's his second one of the day.
Yeah, and I mean, he was hurt last night, and then he comes back and he
dingers today on Canada Day.
Business.
I bet him plus $1.39. What was I thinking?
We will come back and do the leftover portion of the program, and I have several things for you in it today, including, can you believe some of the upsets in the first day and a half at Wimbledon? Like, Coco Gauff lost today too, I think. Two seed on the women's side. Like,
and then, men's and side, then your girl, Pegula, you lose.
Pegula lost. Like, what is happening at Wimbledon? There's going to be no names in the semis and the final this year. There's going to be no
on the grass. Everybody's smoking grass, man.
Wild day. I got that. We got an NFL trade I'll give you and a few other things before we get out of here. Nothing like trading for a retired rapper, which is what the Dolphins did earlier today.
Is Sean Combs a retired rapper yet? Have they announced if he's retired?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I have no idea what's happening with the Yankees right now. I have no idea who this pitcher is. I give up. I really do. It's time for leftovers because everybody loves them.
Everybody does love leftovers, that's for sure. We'll start with that NFL trade I mentioned. So the Dolphins trade a conditional sixth-round pick to the Giants for Darren Waller. Now, Waller didn't play this past year. He played 1 year for the Giants, and then he retired. The Giants still hold his rights. He'll come out of retirement and play for the Dolphins and sign a one-year, $5 million deal. Waller has been spending his time, I believe, with a thriving rap career. I think he's become a musician during his time away from football.
Wait, what?
I think he was a rapper. I think he put out music, I think. I'm pretty sure.
What is happening here to me today?
He didn't like the Giants because they wanted to block a lot. He didn't like playing for the Giants. So now...
Didn't he have a problem too?
Yeah, back in his
was Raider that with the Raiders?
Days, yeah, I think early in his Raider career, that's where he had all of that going on. But Waller back in the NFL, he'll play for Miami. Al Hilal,
good luck with
Man
that.
City.
Okay, good yes. luck with that. The guy that leaves becomes a rapper and then comes back into the league. What's next? The guy, what was it? Ruggs? They're gonna bring him out of prison and put him back on the Raiders. What's next? They're gonna trade him to the Giants. A guy doing life. Are you kidding me? What is next?
Big upset at the FIFA Club World Cup last night. Al Hilal from the Saudi League eliminated Man City 4-3. That was a wild finish in that game last night.
Did we used to go downtown to get Al Hilal's? What were those things we used to eat?
I believe so. The Gold Cup semis will be tomorrow night. You talked about them with DeCourcy earlier. USA, Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras. The final will be this weekend with the winner of those. Now, a wild first 2 days at Wimbledon. We mentioned what happened with the ladies today. Pagula out, Coco Gauff out. How about the men's side? These are all the seeds that were eliminated in the opening round. Zverev, who's the third seed. Musetti, the seventh seed. Rune, the eighth seed. Medvedev, the ninth seed. And then I'm not even saying all these names. The 16, 20, 24, 27, 28, 30, 31, 32. All the seeds losing in their first match.
So Fritz ended up winning that fifth set. Fritz won.
Fritz ended up coming back this morning and winning. Yes, Fritz did.
At least he won
on through. EA Sports is bringing back the college basketball game after a 16-year hiatus. That's because they brought back the college football game. Everyone loved it so much. So now they're going to bring the college basketball game back as well. Congratulations to all the video game fans of college basketball. One of the most ridiculous and overrated things ever, Bobby Bonilla Day is today. He got another $1.193 million from the Mets, the 15th installment. The Mets still have another 10 years to go. I say this to you every year. I know that this is the one that gets highlighted. There's like 20 other guys who get, like Chris Davis, you know that awful deal from the Orioles?
Remember him?
He gets $9.5 million every July 1st for like the next 15 years. Like there is so many of these, but for some reason we always focus on the Bobby Bonilla one with the Mets.
Chris Davis was the worst player ever.
He was. Remember we did that story last week about the World Series of Poker? There was some problems, some shenanigans at that final table. The World Series of Poker did something they've never done before. They split the prize money with the two guys. They did not give either of them the bracelet, the gold bracelet for the event. So clearly they think...
They cheated, and why would they give them the money?
They gave them the money, so they gave them. They split them between the first and the second place prizes. Nobody got a bracelet. In the collusion drama from that event last week. So there you go.
An absolute joke. All right, Perella finished. University of Idaho shooter cut a plea deal, taking the death penalty off the table. He's serving 4 100-year sentences, but they can't kill him. And everyone's upset about it. Jimmy Swaggart, the televangelist. Remember him, that crazy preacher? Dead at 90 weeks after suffering a heart attack. Florida beachgoer stumbles upon $500,000 in cocaine wrapped as Yosemite Sam. I mean, that's a story in itself that he found the blow, but it was all wrapped in Yosemite Sam packaging. That is kick ass. Front Office Sports today is next on GTD, then In Game Live, then Sports Rage, Carver and Lisi at 8. I'll see you next Tuesday. Coast to Coast will continue every day. Until then, have a great 4th of Pharrell. Get my app, search Pharrell. Badass, and I'll see you next Tuesday personally. Carver, I'll hold down the fort, baby. It's coast to coast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.